Well, a very good morning to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to another episode of Social Time with me, Hileni. Today is the 17th of the 5th month and the year is 2025. So welcome to Social Time. And like we do it here every other Saturday, we come and we have conversations around topics that affect our everyday lives, topics that make an impact on our everyday lives. So before we get into that particular topic that we are going to talk about today, we have products here at Eagle FM, and some of the products that we offer is live streaming services, live broadcasting services. You can always call us for all your live streaming and live broadcasting services, which will enable your product to be live streamed and live broadcasted in real time as it is happening at that particular moment. So with this, you can get real time engagement. You have the opportunity to reach a bigger number of people, just in case sometimes everyone is not able to make it to your event. Everyone is not able to get to the venue where the information is being shared. So this platform makes it better for you to just, you know, reach a bigger number of people without, you know, people having to kind of inconvenience themselves with making time to get to the venue or traveling long distances to get to the venue when they could just watch or listen to the interview on the radio. Alternatively, we also offer sound services, which means if you have an event and you need a sound system to amplify your sound and to make sure that everyone is hearing you properly and things are going according to plan, and you do not have people who cannot hear you, or you have a live stream and you just need to make sure that your live stream is being fed with good sound, you can always just give us a call and we will be able to come to your aid. We will be able to provide you with the necessary equipment that you may need. You know, those are just some of the products that we offer. Alternatively, you can download our Eagle FM app. The Eagle FM app enables you to listen to all our Eagle FM products. It enables you to listen to all our broadcastings here on Eagle FM. It also enables you to listen to previous broadcasts, which usually are on there as podcast, so you can find the podcasts on there and you will be able to re-listen to all our previous broadcasts. You can also find other information there, news articles, you know, anything that comes onto Eagle FM at all, you will be able to find. The on the brighter side, we sometimes have vacancies on the Eagle FM app, which means you can click on the links provided and voila, there you have yourself a link to where you have to apply for your employment. So those are just some of the things that, or some of the features that you can find on the app. Most importantly, the app is a function that can be used from anywhere in the world at all. Just like any other app, you can use this app from anywhere in the world, which means maybe you are a listener here, you are a participant, you like to call in and give your contributions, and your people are abroad and you would love for them to hear, or you just love for your people to start, you know, listening to your contributions. They can listen to you from anywhere at all in the world. So those are just some of the very few features, or many features that the Eagle FM app has. You can find it on Play Store or the iStore, and you, like any other normal app, you just download it, and that is about it. Once you download it, automatically you open it, it starts to play what is currently on air, and for all the other features, you then have to navigate the app. Lastly, you can follow us on all our social media platforms, which is Instagram, X, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, Facebook, and you can also follow our WhatsApp channel, which will enable you to, you know, to just keep yourself up to date with everything that is happening on Eagle FM. It gives you access to upcoming shows so that you can just know what are people going to discuss in advance. What are people going to talk about? What is going to be on the news items? Which minister is going to be, you know, on the new or on one of the news programs? Because sometimes you just want to listen to specific people and ask specific questions. So it works in your favor if you know who is coming to the studio. That way you can also just prep your questions, prep your inputs, and be part of the conversation and just participate in whatever way you can. So that would be enabled by you following us on all our social media platforms. Let us quickly pay our bills and I will be back right now.
Need lightning fast internet? Paratus has you covered. The network Namibia relies on. Whether for business or pleasure, Paratus' cutting edge technology ensures both reliable and speedy internet connectivity. We exist to serve your needs through our high quality network and pride ourselves in offering client service excellence. Connect to Paratus today. Visit us online at paratus.africa/Namibia or call us on 083-300-1000. Always,
always okay, like I was saying, you can reach us by, you know, following us on all those platforms. We have our EV Ledger paper, that is our online newspaper that provides you with all news articles, everything news related, and it is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for you to subscribe to our e-paper, you should send your name to 081-241-44, and you will be added to our billing list so that by Monday, you know, by Monday you are able to get the Eagle FM the EV Ledger paper, and you will be able to read all the news articles from there, from the comfort of your home, from the comfort of your, you know, car, from the comfort of wherever you may be. And you do not need to go out and look for it. It is coming to you. It's brought to you on a silver platter. You know, also, bonus plus, you know, almost van vrijgoed. You do not pay for the EV Ledger paper. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, social time is not really social time until we have been baptized by Billie Eilish, and that is with Open Eyes. And after that, we will come back and we will get into the conversation that we are going to have on this episode of Social Time today here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Do stay tuned.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning city.
Okay, those were the sounds of Dandelions by Ruth Beam. And like I said before, we are back to continue our conversation with where we left off. And actually, to continue our conversation for the day, why am I saying with where we left off as if I ever actually got into the actual conversation to begin with? So... if you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into Social Time with me, Hileni, and I will be with you from now until the hour of 11 o'clock. On this beautiful Saturday. It looks like it's going to rain, colleagues. I do not know what it is with the rain and just wanting to stick around. Because I have said countless time at this point in my life, I think I'm done with the rain for now. I'm done with the rain for at least, you know, for the next couple of months, because what the cold is the rain bringing. But oh well, we cannot really complain. For the longest time, we have been complaining about the rain, and yeah, it is what it is. So we come here every other Saturday and we talk about issues that socially affect us, and some of those conversations and narratives are conversations that you do not have in your everyday lives, yet these are the same conversations that you know, contributing to so many things in our lives. These are called the conversations that are triggering so many things in your lives, and we come here and we bring these narratives and we bring these conversations so that we can try and tackle the problems at hand, so that we can try and tackle what society is going through, so that we can try and be an understanding society, you know, be there for each other, be more understanding to each other's problems, and also just to explain different things differently, to explain that what may mean something to you does not mean something to the next person, and sometimes things are not always the way they seem, and how we can just better our lives in general. So today's conversation or today's topic is based around the question of, is success overrated or is success really just misunderstood? Because being successful means so much for everyone, and it's a different explanation for everyone. Some of you may think or may say success is just you having acquired your degree. Someone else would reason that success is them having acquired their master's. Someone might reason that success to them is just having made it through the day, through a particular obstacle in their life. And this conversation is going to explore how the idea of success has evolved over the years and across generations of people, you know, starting from our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and then our parents, us, and now, you know, your children, because you guys are most now the adults. Not me though. I guess not me, my second. Not me though. So, you know, we're just going to look at the way it has evolved and how personal definitions of, you know, of what success is, and why it always also put people under so much pressure to succeed, or what society expects of you. And, you know, it just, we are just going to look into examining the pressure it puts on people, especially this age of ours, the age between, you know, 25 and 35, or let me say 25 and 40, is a very difficult age for people in general. It is a very difficult age because that is when some people's careers are starting. Some people's careers would have kicked off already by 25, and you know, the pressure gets so real because you are in constant comparison of your life to your former classmates. You're comparing yourself to the people you went to school with. You're comparing yourself to your cousins. You're comparing yourself to your neighbors. You know, you are comparing yourself to everyone around you, and you are not just taking life at your own pace. You are not doing things at your own pace, and you are putting a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself. So we look at what are the achievement stories or the success stories that are worth celebrating. How do you dictate that something is actually, you know, a success story? In this day and age, obviously you are hearing about a lot of people under pressure, a lot of youth unemployment rate, a lot of graduates you know, only get employed mostly 2 years after they've been down since graduation. And all those are all statistics, by the way, brought to you by the NSA. So I'm not just saying things because I like to say a lot of things. I'm saying things that are backed up by facts. So now you look at those things and you're like, okay, people went and they got an education. They succeeded at something, yes, but now the same person is at home for the longest time, not being able to acquire a job, not being able to become the breadwinner that they thought they would be after, you know, after all the hard work, after all the success. And that is now where problems such as when are you going to be successful comes in. You start to compare your life to the next person. And some of your colleagues are, you know, entering managerial positions. Some of your colleagues are entering parliament. Some of, age mates. And, these are your these are your former classmates. These are your age mates. These are the people you grew up with. You know, sometimes life is really looking bright for them and life is really kicking off for them. And there you are. And things are not really going well for you and things are not just moving at the pace that you need them to move for you. So you always, ask yourself what you are doing wrong and you exert a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself. And, that is why you are sitting with a generation of people who are depressed, people who are turning to alcohol and drugs just for the easy way out so that you do not constantly feel, so that you do not have to put up with your reality. So all these things are being triggered by something. And the word success alone, you know, has ripple effects on so many decisions that people make, has a ripple effect on so many of what is happening in the society, from suicides to peer pressure to, you know, certain decisions. It's because of the word success. Everyone wants to be seen, kucha, you know what? I've made it in life. You know, everyone want to have made it in life. Everyone want to be successful so bad that sometimes it just trigger other things so that you can also look that way. Sometimes people put themselves under unnecessary pressure. You're putting yourself under unnecessary pressure because your definition of success should look like Helene's definition of success. But now you are coming here and you are putting yourself under pressure. You don't have a job like Helene's to begin with. You are not coming from a family like Helene's also. Maybe, you know, other people have negative words for here, man. That's all right. You know, so other people didn't start from scratch like you're starting from scratch. Yet you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to compare to these people and trying to make it, you know, a competition of wanting to be successful like these particular people. And that is why sometimes you end up in the wrong schemes. You end up in the wrong places, because to be able to afford a particular lifestyle, you become a thief. You turn to you know, petty theft, grabbing of phones so that you can also have the latest iPhone, grabbing of tourist places so that you can go afford to topa in the dingoshos, robbing banks, robberies, you know, all those dangerous things, just so that you can fit into a certain criteria. At the end of the day, you are trying to survive, eh? You are trying to survive, but it's unjustifiable that someone else has to become collateral damage for you to survive, and so much bad has to be done just for you to survive. So these are just some of the things people start indulging in, you know. It's theft, it's crime, because of the high unemployment rate, because of the pressure of being successful. You know, your parents at home don't even know how you bought that latest Merc that you own. They just know that, my son is in window, my son is hustling. And that is about it. 2 months later, the son has been shot dead. The son is in prison because of the pressure that has been exerted on this particular son to make it in life, to have to achieve certain standards so that they can be recognized as successful. And especially for the boy child, I think it's a conversation that people are not ready to have. It's a conversation that is not had enough. The boy child in many cases, suffer because of what society expects. The boy child is expected to provide. The boy child is expected to be more successful. The boy child is expected, you know, to not complain about anything and always just show, strength, show courage, show that, you know, they are the strongest, they are the most successful, and they can make it. There are so many expectations around the boy child, and the boy child is not being taught how to show themselves grace, the Engels Valifanda, Engels Niyela. It's like I slept in Oshiwambo. And now the English is just gone. So the boy child is not really given a platform to be vulnerable. They are not given a platform to be, you know, less successful or to not be able to make ends meet sometimes. So they are put under unnecessary pressure. And that is why if you look at society and you look and at case studies and you look at crime reports, you would come to the realization that it's the boy child at the helm of all these things. When it comes to suicide rates, you would see that it's still the boy child. It's still the boy child that is going through those things, and all because of the thing of success. For them to be regarded as successful, they need to achieve certain status in society. They need to achieve certain amounts of money. They need to be able to drive a certain type of car. They need to be able to dress a certain type of way. Only that way can they be regarded as successful. So like I said, success means different things for different people. And the societal expectations are now also a contributing factor to what success can mean, and what ripple effect success can bring to, you know, to people. Another thing that people are not acknowledging is the link between social media and instant success. And social media is a platform, guys. It's a beautiful platform. It's supposed to be used for, you know, for if it was being used for the right things, if it was exposing people to the right information, to the right things, it would have been such a beneficial mode of mode of communication to people. But now social media is being used, and it's overused, and it's over exaggerated also. One thing about social media, colleagues, it will sell your dreams. 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 So sometimes people also judge themselves, according to that. You know, you go on someone's social media and you are seeing all those nice things. You are seeing all these success stories. Some are not as successful. Some, you know, sometimes you just need to put yourself on a pedestal also. Sometimes you just, you know, you celebrate your small wins, but to the person that is observing from the other side, those small wins, you know, may look extremely magnificent, and then they put themselves under unnecessary pressure. So sometimes, with social media especially, a lot of people are not able to tell true from false. You are not able to verify the information, but you go on and you put yourself under unnecessary pressure. For example, let's say for instance my brother buys a car. Of course it's my brother's car. And now I go, obviously he's older than me, he has started before me, so he has saved up more money or just something, you know. So my brother buys a car, and I take the car and I parade it on social media as my own. You guys don't know that. You don't know that the car is not mine. You don't know that I'm just, you know, putting up that facade, that facade just for something that is not mine. So my former classmates, you know, the people I grew up with, they start to put themselves under unnecessary pressure, and they're like, yo, other kids are successful. Other kids is now Heleni. Mind you, the car does not belong to Heleni. But Heleni is there parading herself as a car owner. So social media is bringing this particular problem to society. Now it's always a competition of who is doing better, who can post better content, who can post better pictures, who's posting more travel stories, who is doing the most. And this particular pressure comes from social media and you having access to social media. And also now being able, doing that comparison between you and the next person. So for a lot of people, this is what it means. So let's quickly take a musical break and we will be back to, you know, just dissect what social media, what success mean. Does it mean money? Does it mean fame? Does it mean, degrees, or is it inner peace and purpose? So if you would like to contribute to our conversation in studio, the number would be 083-888-401. And that is after the musical break. And, you know, we can just go into it and you can also just call us to tell us what your definition of success would mean and would look like. Let me leave you with, Halsey, Without Me.
Thinking you could live without me, thinking you.
there. Let's quickly pay our bills and yeah.
You just got added to the GoTV Best Football Friends chat group. Let's go!
Final.
Five.
It's finals time and all the biggest players.
Rafinha.
Are in it to win it. Catch every Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League, FA Cup, Europa League, Conference League. To cut the long voice note short, you know who'll be there for you when you need to watch the finals.
Final.
Stay connected to catch all the biggest football finals with your best football friend, GoTV. Love it.
Go big this Easter with extra low prices at WB. Get a 1 kg Yum Yum Peanut Spread Tub for $59.99. 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $74.99 with Smart Buy. 1.8 liter Farmhouse Ice Cream for a sweet $39.99. 1 kg Sunlight Hand Wash Powder for only $33.99. And 8 Twin Saver 300 Sheet 1 Ply Toilet Rolls for $34.99. See all our exciting Easter specials at furmanbrock.com. We care.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business?
Okay, those were the sounds of Residuals by Chris Brown. So if you're just joining us right now, you are tuned into your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM, and that is with Eleni. And I will be talking, or I will be with you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So our conversation today is around, the definition of success and what it is, and what it is going to mean to, you know, to different people. And like I said, we are just going to look at what money means or what it should mean to different people. So traditionally, the measure of success is money. Actually, I've been saying money all along. It is mostly for health. But that is not the point right now. So traditionally, a lot of people measure success by money, which is because money provides security, it provides independence, it provides, you know, the finer things in life, and it also provides a lot of access to opportunities. Okay, I'm not sure what happened there, but you can call us back. So like I said, money, can make the world go around for some people because it gives you access to a lot of opportunities that you honestly would not have if you did not have the money. And with the money, there is this one thing I like to say, there's this one thing I like to tell people, and it is that, if you are able to pay for it, always pay for it. Make your life easy, my second. Yo?
Eagle FM, hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, my daughter?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, daddy?
My beloved daughter, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
We thank God.
Yes.
Yes, I think last time I listened to you, I think in two different occasions.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the third time I could remain now, I could listen and I could come in now.
Okay.
And those powerful lessons.
Yes.
You present. they steer up our interest to participate in this program.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this time around when you are talking about this, the pressure from society and also from within ourselves, actually.
Yes.
Sometimes we give ourselves pressure. Yeah, the one for society, the expectation from the society, as you have mentioned, and also it's really a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that one actually is causing a lot of catastrophic, it's the damage actually. You mentioned, okay, when damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you are saying what does the success mean, and it means different things from different people.
Yes.
And so that's when the only success that is commonly referred to is when you are when you have money.
Mm-hmm. That's the traditional definition of success.
When you have money and everybody can laugh about you and say, sir, uncle, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yes.
But people have got more treasure within them. And that is the one that need to be explored,
mm-hmm.
I think, and then so some utilized to be converted into meaningful kind of actions or something, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Because, you had it, let's interact and see how this conversation will go, because we have got many, many, many young ones, like you said, some of them are graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And those graduates that are there looking for employment opportunity, and we need to at least I love the your conversation, because they come and during this time when the young ones, are you together, Eleni?
Yes, we are together, Uncle Brenda.
Okay. So, and they are, I think they, most of them are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the other problem is that in those people, like I said, they are so rich. Too rich in the sense that they have got qualification. Those who have not gone to schools, they are also rich, because they must have gone through this socialization process where the boy child and the girl child are molded, are socialized, are brought up.
Yes.
And the only problem, like you have mentioned, you have discovered that the boy child somehow, and this is in a great extent actually, neglected.
Yes.
And the people are not realizing this. They are not realizing the consequences of this neglect or leaving a boy child behind.
Yes, the boy child is neglected, and a lot of pressure is put on the boy child in terms of succeeding, in terms of making provision, and, you know, just the conversation around a boy child having to be the provider already, that sets them like 5 steps ahead of what society expects of the boy child.
Exactly, exactly. You see, I was reading, at one point I was reading an article,
mm-hmm.
and it's a research documented actually. And these people, it's a documentary by WAD. What is it, women, is it WAD in WAD? WAD stands for Women Action Development, something like that. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You can see that if it is women, I'm just talking from the collection. If it is women and development, something like that. So now you see that the boy child and the, let's say they just talk about male and then the boy child, because now the boy child is the one that is grouped into adult male.
Yes.
All the social problems, name them, suicide,
crime, violence. No, it's true. And these are the things I mentioned to say. Success has been made such, you know, it has been put in so many categories that now everyone is finding a bracket for themselves to fit in. And just to be able to come home with something, you are now going out of your way to make sure you get that something. And sometimes you can only take that bread back home by snatching someone's phone. Who did not deserve to go through that, honestly?
Oh my God. People at home, they're expecting you to come with bread.
Yes, because society has made it so unbearable for you. Even you, Uncle Bukana, when you started working, when you know, when you go back to the north or wherever you go to visit the elders, they expect automatically, so much is expected from you because one, two, tozi kushimba.
Tozi kushimba.
Yes.
Kushimba wako julete. And I don't know what I do tell them now. I say, listen, people. Queen Yeti Bodinya, O Kokari Kushimba, Ushimba, Uliapa. Pokongapa, Uliapa, Pifengahashi, Popingaha, Europa Village, Opopunushimba. You know, at one point I was so impressed by Kanjo Gampanyoka. And he was telling me, please make me a farm manager. A farm manager, and they will just tell you to pay this one and this one. You know how, you know, to pay a farm manager, you know, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have not gone to university or wherever, can they not become a farm manager? Not the one that you take the cattle into Angola,
mm-hmm.
the one that you will be stealing, but you can have those potential and the talent. And I think sometimes you know, the former president, Dr. Mbumba, he was telling the, he was now challenging some of this. I don't know whether it was a graduation. You professors now, you are training the people and they are graduating, they are coming to join the unemployment, and these people are now complaining to us.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go to the professors. So I'm just thinking that maybe, because many a times, those people who have not gone to university or wherever, many a times they do struggle also.
Yes.
They are putting in their efforts.
Yes. You know, and that is also what we spoke about, to say, what is the definition of success? Because you go to school all those years, you graduate, and still you come home and you just look at each other with your parents in your faces. But before I continue, I would like to ask Uncle Bwana. Uncle Bwana, what is your definition of success?
Yes, the definition of success, to my own opinion,
mm-hmm.
understanding, is that it's when you, at least when you have something that you can learn on,
mm-hmm.
you can at least afford bread, you can at least contribute to your the upkeep of yourself and other people.
Yes.
So then success can also can also be maybe from other perspective. Maybe, for example, they are successful because at least you can sustain your life, I think I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also maybe money is also a good thing because it makes life more convenient. Say, for example, if you have money, if you have some income,
yes,
whether you are getting it from the salary that you are getting or income and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then you can at least able to afford the bread, not snatching, like we mentioned, the bread because you snatched.
Mm-hmm.
And you are afraid of the pressure at home and other people. So I've seen, and this pressure is, and you can be successful. And maybe not successful, but at least there are those people who are privileged to have possession. Maybe the land, the property, and all these other things. Somebody was asking, you people, when you are saying you are poor, but you have got fields at the village, I'm just giving an example.
Yes.
And that spirit can be transformed into something like, you know, you continuously produce fruits or whatever you want to produce. You can ask for assistance. So the success, in my own opinion, is very, very complex. And I might define it from the monetary point of view.
No, it's always different for everyone. And that is the beauty of the definition. Everyone looks at it differently and it means different to each one of them.
You know what? Just to my own story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm really successful.
Okay.
And of course, in some other ways, I'm successful because at least I could take care of my children. And I was speaking to my daughter. She just got a postgraduate at NUST. And then now I say, and we're talking. And then, you see, so, and then I say, and she's still saying that this is not, it's not enough.
Mm-hmm. She wants more.
I'm not very successful. When I'm saying this, okay, please, have this other one. But then, please, when you see people are still aspiring to go on, and the many, you have seen those graduate at NUST and many other institutions.
Yes.
I'm just saying that those people, they are successful on their own.
On their own scale.
On their own scale. But then, for us to really create these things, because employment, where you get some kind of income to lean on. And like I was giving an example of this word, you know, they interviewed men actually,
mm-hmm.
just like you are doing. You are also interviewing men. So, and the boys. So they went to the prison in Namibia Correctional Service and they asked them. And some of them are saying, no, there was too much pressure. So because me, I didn't have an employment. And what? And my woman. My wife, my girlfriend.
It's always that gender. I don't even know if it's an unfortunate or fortunate thing anymore, because I'm just there like, there is no conversation that happens anymore without women coming up. And it's becoming so bad, because recently I heard of a suicide somewhere. Someone committed suicide, and it's funny because the people that I heard, I was around that were talking about the conversation instantly just went like, what did the woman do to him? I'm like, does it always have to be a woman?
Yeah, it's true. They just wanted, you know, it's a prompt question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to know, to go deep, just like the way you are going deep now. And of course, it doesn't always have to do with a woman, because we can also control our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's emotional intelligence issues. You understand, you are aware of your emotions, and you know already that if I commit suicide, for example, now, and the impact that you have on the people that I'm living with and I'm leaving behind. So, but at least, you see, maybe what they wanted to know, because most of this abuse,
mm-hmm.
maybe let's say gender-based violence, this abuses and things like that. And when you look at now the psychological impact that those actions have or behavior have on the men,
mm-hmm.
and many a times men are subjected to those kind of psychological abuse, maybe also economical abuse, because economical abuse, you can also say, okay, this mundane now, this other one and this other one, you can always try to negotiate,
yes.
and find some kind of common ground. But when it comes to abuse psychologically, it's so tense, and it's actually the pressure that you are talking about from society and from ourselves and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We are just useless. A man, look at the other children there, and you know, they're talking about comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that carnal comparison. You are comparing yourself and you are comparing your man. And this is the man that is with you. At least he does provide in one way or the other. But you are still saying now, it's useless. He doesn't do this other thing.
Yes.
And so now to conclude the story and have our conversation and go ahead, because it's just very important.
Yes.
So then the man says, yes. Because he was telling me every time, so I had to go and steal. And that stealing ended up in killing somebody. And that's a murder again. And the person who was supposed to be a breadwinner, whom you could have negotiated and see how you can find some alternative ways of making money,
is now in prison. Yes.
Then, so thank you very much, Eleni, for my daughter.
Yes.
So keep on, you know, what you are doing is, you are actually counseling. It helps us for healing purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are doing is that it is for us now, as men, as boys, to realize that, yes, let's do this work for ourselves. And the women are well organized. They have got their summits. They have got their watch. And when you go there, and the women are there with their children, even though we are just sent there, we are lions now in the world and everything. When he died, you know, why did he commit suicide? Why did he do this? So, but we are not supposed to be committing suicide. We are men. Why should we allow ourselves to be sitting down like this time around?
Yes.
Me, I've already done my work, and I cleaned, I cut the grasses, I did whatever I wanted to do. So I can do that. So let's motivate them. Let's encourage them. And we change our language, our women. Let's change our language. The language that can really minister some kind of comfort, some kind of peace. And how are you going to get married soon? To get married to somebody who is left behind? And the men are saying that they don't want to get many women who are more, who are highly educated, because they are afraid. They don't want even to get married to people who are not even educated.
Thank you, Daddy, for your contribution. Have a lovely Saturday.
The same to you, man.
Okay, that was a mouthful. That was a high handful from Uncle Bwana there. And like I said, success has different definitions. And he defined what his definition of success is. And you would come to realize that if I took 10 other people and asked them for their definition of success right now, it would be different, just as it would be from mine. So success is, you know, it's supposed to be personal. Success should be personalized to you. It's not a group activity. It's not a family activity. It's not a societal activity. So when you make success personal to yourself, that is the only time you can come in and be true to yourself and walk at your own pace and show yourself a lot of grace also. Because when you start to realize that I can only walk this distance and achieve this much because of the circumstances surrounding yourself, you will start to show your grace. You will start to show yourself a lot of grace. You will start to appreciate your efforts a lot, because old you probably would have said, no, I'm not doing enough. But if you start to appreciate yourself just a little bit more, you'd be like, okay, today I was able to get just this further. Tomorrow I can, you know, get further from that. And by the time you know it, you would have reached your destination, because you are going at your pace. You are giving yourself grace while doing it. And you are also being very patient with yourself, because, like I said, the many ripple effects are usually a result of who said, who did not say, who expects, girlfriend wants a polo, and you know, the list goes on and all that, since everything is now just coming back to women. I don't know what this gender is doing wrong, guys. Yo. And even the women use successful men as trophies. So sadly, it is what it is. Let's quickly pay our bills and go for a musical break. And then I will be back right after that.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olonga. Ningekwata fanu na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, bali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila Monica@eaglefm.com.na. Life's lemons are Oshijemo Shiri. Now,
Eagle FM, the aha.
Get social with us on Twitter. I love somebody and it drained all my energy. When I thought that love was magnificent, I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 27 staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promises made me this way, I swear I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence?
Oh, yeah. pretended happily ever after. Why don't I see it happening? Hey, bartender, have you ever been in love with someone but terrified of settling? Remember I was young and behaved, but I hurt somebody and I couldn't find a remedy. And I thought that love was like my vision. I remember being 7 years old thinking, oh my God, what's it feel to be 23? Now I'm 29, staring at a kid in the mirror, and all I do is wonder if he's proud of me. Broken promise, he made me this way. I swear I wasn't always numb and indifferent. Bartender, I need one shot of whiskey, but what could I tip you to refund my innocence?
I've had enough. stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Do you feel my heart beating? Do you?
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, I am back like I never left. So, like I was explaining before that really long musical break, I was explaining to you guys that success means different things to different people, and the traditional way of success is money. For me too, but I have other different meanings for myself. So, you know, I already told you about the goodness of money and what it can do for you. It can open doors for you. It can take you to places. It can make you, you know, give your children, a better footing in society. It can take your children to the best schools. It, you know, money is just going to make your life a bit more easier in so many, things. So, the problem is that some people have all the money and still feel unfulfilled. Some people have all the money yet they are still very unhappy. They are very empty. They are always anxious or trapped, and you do not enjoy your life. You can have the money, but still you would not enjoy your life. And that is why I go to say that success should be defined by individuals depending on what type of peace they found from it, they find from it. My definition of success would be, you know, being comfortable, living a comfortable life. And comfortable does not necessarily mean having millions of dollars in the account. It means having a roof over my head. It means having a job. It means being able to cater for my needs. First and foremost, I need to be able to meet all my needs, because once I've met all of my needs, I will then be able to have a certain level of satisfaction. When it comes to my wants, that's now a different conversation. There would be an overflow of blessings, an overflow of success, because for me to be able to get everything I want, and for me to be able to get everything I need, those are two different things. And I think that is how I'm measuring my success, depending on the amount of peace I have, the amount of my needs that I'm able to meet, and everything else will follow after that. So a lot of people are spending a lot of money on things that they do not need, on things that they do not, you know, need, just because someone else is spending on those things. The modern type of success is fame. A lot of young people are associating fame with success. I know it sounds, you know, but it is true. So nowadays, some people are not even going to care about how much money they have in their account. Some people now are obsessed with the idea of how famous they are, how well known they are. Can they enter a place and everyone turns their heads to say, hi, that is Hileni. That is the socialite Hileni. And all these things come with pros and cons. And the advantages of this modern day success of fame is that, you know, recognition and influence can be powerful tools for change or branding. And that is why you have a lot of people that are now doing social media branding. You have a lot of people that are doing social media marketing. It's because of this online fame, this fame or that is associated with certain people. Certain people are known in society for certain things, and brands want to work with them, because when brands work with them, their brands also become successful. The brands reach a bigger number of people because of who this person is known, where this person is known. So the problem with fame and success is that many a times you cannot be in the public eye and entirely be sane. You cannot continuously be a public figure. It's not a lot of people that get it right to continuously be famous, to continuously be in the public eye without feeling the need to use substances or without feeling the need to constantly be high. Because there's this thing, Moshoamba, so when you're constantly in the public eye, you are being judged, things are being said about you. So for you to maintain those standards that you have set for yourself as a socialite, those standards that you have put there for yourself to say, I want to be famous, you want to be famous and you want to continue being famous, people are going to say things about you, people are going to question your lifestyle. Certain things are going to happen to you, and you constantly need to be, your life needs to be open to strangers all the time, because you came onto social media, made your business our business, and now we want to know everything that follows after that. And you are spending unnecessarily sometimes to make appearances at places because you need to maintain that lifestyle. So it takes a toll on your mental, well-being. It leads to you being burnt out, and it also just comes with mental struggles for you to be able to keep up that world. Completely irrelevant, but if you look, for instance, at the current or the ongoing Cassie and PDD case, you would realize from Cassie's testimonies, she speaks so much about, you know, wanting to be at a certain level, that fame that came with the chaos, you know, it was chaotic, yet you wanted to be there, you wanted to feel successful in that aspect. And it could be feeling successful in the aspect of marrying rich, it could be feeling successful in the aspect of being associated to artists, it could be, you know, feeling successful because of certain associations, and all these things contribute to your mental well-being. Because what does it have to take for you to maintain that position? What do you have to continue doing for you to be able to remain in that position? And the one thing I say with fame is that, fame is not forever, eh? Fame is not forever. Fame is, you know, something that is measured by trends, by time, what is in fashion right now. So if people are now looking at plus size models, that is, you know, plus size models would thrive. If people are looking at models, then obviously models would thrive. If people are looking at a certain criteria, if that is what's in fashion, if that is what's modern in that particular time, then that would thrive. So the obsession with fame as success actually has more issues than just the normal success of other things. With fame comes a lot of things. People are constantly just, you know, in your business. And that is also where suicides come from. That is also where trying hard comes from. That is where beating yourself up comes from. Because you are constantly under, you are constantly being, you're constantly being crucified. You are constantly, you're just, it's like you're under a scope and people are constantly zooming in into your life and what you are making out of it. Another definition of success is degrees and the amount and the level of academic, education you acquire in your life. You know, Uncle Bwana just mentioned now that, you know, the daughter got this and now she wants to continue. She still feels unfulfilled and she wants to do more. She wants to achieve more. And these are just some of the conversations to say. Some people just feel fulfilled by having a lot of education, by acquiring the education they want, by acquiring their masters, their PhD, their doctorates, you know, by acquiring the education in getting as many degrees as possible. So the degrees are the socially approved now ticket of being successful. Many a times people look at the number of degrees you have, they look at the number of qualifications you have, and in a way they categorize you as successful. It, you know, sometimes you can have those degrees, but life is not lifing. The job is not jobbing, the what is not there, yet because you are academically qualified, you know, so society puts you on a certain pedestal that, yes, you have made it in life. So in many families and cultures, earning a degree is the gold standard of success. That is why every auntie wanted their child to be the best performer. Every auntie wanted their child to pass well. And you are always being compared to your cousins, your neighbors, to say, when you're turning in now, others are performing, what are you doing? And those are just some of the pressures just for you to be able to get that degree, for you to be able to get that qualification. Because in black households, in black families, acquiring a degree is very, very important. And I know I said in black households, in black families. And that is because if you look at the white people and the coloreds, for instance, and you compare their, you know, them going to the city compared to other people, to the other race, you would see the difference. And this is also because they believe in raising their children a different way. They believe and define success differently compared to this race. So that is why I keep saying success means different things for different people. So many a times people graduate just to go struggle with getting jobs as well. So in a nutshell, there is no memo to life. There is no memo to success. Everyone should define success personally. You need to personalize success to yourself so that it means something to you, not to your neighbor, not to anyone else. Another type of success is inner peace and purpose. And this is the one that you should be focusing on, the revolution of you becoming you, the revolution of you accepting certain things in your life and choosing peace instead of, you know, all the chaos. So this one brings personal contentment, alignment with one's values, and sustainable motivation. And this is the type of success you should be associating yourself to. This is the type of success you should be aligning yourself with. Inner peace and purpose. What is your purpose in life? What do you want to achieve? What is your purpose in life? What is your purpose in your children's life? Where do you want to be in the next 5 years? What are you willing to do to get them? This should be the success you as a person is investing in, because 5 years from now, the people that teased you about not having a job will not be there. 5 years from now, the people that, you know, peer pressured you into doing certain activities because society deemed them as, you know, cool, will not be there to salvage your reputation when it's over and done with. Because some of those decisions you make now because you are jobless, you are not doing so well in life, and you make certain decisions, 5-10 years from today, they catch up to you, and the internet does not forget. In as much as you love the internet, unfortunately, it does not forget, and it will always come back to bite you. So the disadvantage of choosing a quiet revolution or choosing inner peace and purpose as your mode of success is that many a times you are regarded as lazy, you are regarded as someone giving up, because people only regard those with visible achievements as successful. So let's say, for instance, someone chooses to raise a family instead of going to study. You know, maybe you have studied to a certain extent and you decided, I don't want to go do a master's. I want to stay at home and be a stay-at-home wife and raise my family, be And maybe that is what gives you fulfillment. Maybe you grow up with absent parents and now you just want to be there for your children. So you decide, let me go to work and look after my children instead of investing more in your studies and not having time for the family. Those could just be some of the things you decide to put yourself up to because it's what is aligning with your vision. Let's quickly pay our bills and we'll be back to say our goodbyes.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboard.
Okay, so to close off this particular conversation, we are just going to look at a few things and we are going to look at what success traps and red flags should look like to you. You know, when you decide now, you want to go compare your life to other people. To other people's definitions of success, you should always ask yourself how fulfilled they are. You should always ask yourself what type of peace they have. Is it someone being in a successful relationship online, Mara, at home every day you are a punching bag? Is that it? That is a trap. That is a success trap. It's something that is there that makes it look like the relationship is successful, but the relationship actually is not successful. People that live above the means of their earnings, you cannot, you know, to a certain extent, you can't live above your means. When you know someone is having all those things, but they are constantly struggling to make ends meet. You have an expensive car. You are living in a very expensive neighborhood. Mara, every other time you are borrowing money from your friends so that you can buy junior snacks from Woolworths. Hi? What did Vorman ever do to you, bruh? What did Vorman do to you? Hoekom moet junior van Woolworths gaan eet op my geld? Ai, ha, hou op toch, man.
Eagle FM, hello.
Just 30 seconds. What second before? You see, sorry, Eleni.
Mm-hmm.
So you have now brought in the most important element that really define success. I think it's from all the aspects or different definitions.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about attainment of peace.
Yes.
Attainment of peace. That success, I think, to me now, you have just told me that it is here to do with peace.
Yes.
And I have heard of people who have got money. Big money. big money. And they leave it behind. Those suicide note, they say, oh, when they see me performing on the stage or talking or whatever, they think I'm a successful person. And because I have money, I have this, but I lack peace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So let's see, emphasize. That's why, no wonder why people are always emphasizing that they, in society there must be some kind, there must be peace, there must be orderliness.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Lenny, for doing these things. So I think next time we go to them where they are. And I'm sure most of this youth and the others, they are listening. these are important programs, they'll be, you know, they'll be decentralized.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that all those CEOs, the councillors, and all these leaders up there, they must have this, they must find a way how to, this information can be disseminated to the people there.
Okay.
Not only here, the, of course, through Eagle, you know, but they are down in the, because the economic opportunity must be taken to the people. So thank you very much, Eleni. God bless you, my beloved daughter.
Thank you so much, Uncle Branham.
God bless.
Bye. Okay, so like I was saying, these are just some of the things that brings up to us to the end of the conversation. Always ask questions. Always want to know what is happening. You know, you cannot always just be the one to follow what other people are doing. So look at other people's examples of success and use logic on them, because I don't know, some of you better always just leave your logic and your common sense somewhere else when you start to make those comparisons. And yeah, so also lastly, let's encourage people to define their own. My advice to you would be, encourage people in your life to define their own successes. Do not go dictating what success should be on other people's lives. Give people a platform to find what fulfills their hearts, to find what their purposes are, so that people can live their lives according to that, so that people do not live under unnecessary pressure unnecessarily because someone else is busy defining success for them. So always encourage people to find their own purpose and to follow that purpose and to live by that purpose and to live by their own morals and values. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, do have yourselves a lovely Saturday. I will see you next week, Saturday, same time, same place, same radio frequency here on Eagle FM. Do continue listening to the rest of our program.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.